Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your...
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And what is going on, everybody? Well, the first thing that's going on is going to be our thoughts and prayers to everybody in the Texas area, Louisiana. Looks like one of the worst national disasters ever. So certainly we have to send out our thoughts and prayers to all you, because it's obviously very devastating, and to be taken out of your home and the damage and the water, it's just brutal. So we send our condolences and hope that everybody's okay. It's going to be a rough one, and of course, there's still water going to be pouring in. But I think some of the things that, you know, we see that come off of that, you know, you get some very bad things happen in the world when we get these kind of things. And one of the things you're seeing is a lot of the price gouging. And I think that that is a tragedy, in my opinion. I think that, you know, again, this is the worst in human nature, I believe, when you get people that, you know, your neighbors are in trouble and you're gouging them. I mean, I heard there was one $14 for a loaf of bread, $14.99 for a loaf of bread. Really? I mean, this is the worst of it, in my opinion, when these things happen. I mean, this is just, again, it's a tragic event. It's horrible. And yet you have people and that want to capitalize. Now, I'm a big believer in capitalism, but I'm not a big believer of capitalism at the expense of my brother, at the expense of the people that are in trouble. I think that becomes a much bigger story. And, you know, I don't like it. And of course, nothing that I can do about it, but certainly I hope that all of you who've been screwed royally by, some of those price gougers will serve in kind to them, the next time you need a place to stay or something. And I hope that you will no longer patronize those places. They deserve to go out of business is what they deserve. All right. Again, one thing we know with a certainty is you don't want to capitalize on the misfortune of others. I think that that's rude and crucial and just, I don't know. As I said, I don't like it, but, you know, I won't beat the dead horse. But I think it was interesting you saw crude get clobbered on Monday. And gas ran up. So the crack spread, crude and oil, went crazy. It went ballistic. And, you know, hey, you know, out of there are trading opportunities that do come out of these national disasters. And again, if you haven't noticed, you know, over the last terrorist attack we've had recently, you know, the markets didn't get affected. And so when you look at it, you see that markets have some abilities to, you know, react to these things. And I think what you're seeing here is opportunity. I do think that crude is going to continue to go lower anyways. I think that you're getting gouged a little bit by the oil companies. And this is one of the things I always hate about them is that, yes, they're some of their costs are going up, but, you know, they will... If they're going up 20%, they'll come down 18 when it's kind of come down, and they'll scratch out a couple of pennies. And, you know, if you don't think it's much, it's a lot. And that's one of the things I really hate about some of these big companies and the things that they get away with. You know, it's really just a sad state of affairs that, and the government lets them get away with it too. Okay. We all know what's going on. This is not, rocket science, okay, when you have a market, and if you just go back and compare prices, all right, you know, we can see, obviously, that they're never giving it back. And that's what I really hate about dealing in the business in general, but then business in general. And that's when these guys, you know, kind of screw you. And that's really where the markets are not necessarily really fair. And I find that to be, you know, again, I guess I'm not against capitalism, but let's do it at the right time and not do it. You know, you've got this tremendous price increase coming in here. Now, why are, you know, prices going up? Well, you know, they're going to tell you it's the refineries and, you know, but there's so much oil and they're already so overpriced anyways. But again, that's the issue. That's what we deal with all the time. And, you know, my words are to you is that, you know, again, that's unfortunately, they're almost all in collusion to do this. This is not, you know, nobody would ever admit to this, but these oil companies are almost in a colluded event. Because if you notice, there's never that much difference in price, okay? And yet the oil companies keep making record profits. So there's always a reason, and it'll be what it'll be. And there's certain things we can't get around, but we do have to watch out for opportunities. And then the stock markets were quite interesting on Monday, with the Dow and the S&P lower, the NASDAQ was much higher. And I think that was pretty interesting. Now, again, what does it mean? Well, I don't know if that means a lot. I mean, you know, you're going to see things happen in these markets, you know, all the time like that. And, you know, hey, it is what it is. And, you know, I think that we'll see markets change. And I think you're going to see, you know, the opportunity for, you know, some trade and some things that you can do. So I don't, you know, I don't worry about that. I think that, you know, again, the markets are acting pretty much how we thought they would act. I mean, we did call it top a couple of weeks ago. And, of course, I think that top is in. I think that, you know, there's nothing to think about here. I mean the top, in my opinion, is definitely in. So, you know, now it's a question, does the market break or does it turn around and rally? Okay. And that is something that we, you know, need to view and find out. And, of course, you know, I think right now you look to sell any rally that runs into any sort of resistance level. And, of course, right now I'd say you'd say 2450, 2460 in the S&P would be a great place to take a stab at selling them. That would be where I would look at the opportunities. And I think that'll work out pretty well. You know, if you can continue to, you know, watch these things, I mean, you'll see that that's how markets work. And that's where the opportunities do indeed come from. Okay. Is when, you know, markets get out a little bit of whack and, we have these particular opportunities. So, you know, we'll continue to watch and look for things, but again, let's again, send our prayers to those in Texas. I think it's obviously a big tragedy and very sad, you know, again, because we've got a lot of people, and I don't know if you saw some of the people sitting in, you know, in the water, but it again, it's very, very tough, and we want to make sure that they're okay, because at the end of the day, that's what it always comes down to is, you know, humans, and we are all of the same, you know, cloth. We're all human beings, so let's hope that everybody's okay there, and we're going to get ready to stop by here for a break and remind you that today's show is being brought to you by the mattress people at Casper, Casper.com, who bring you that new technology of their foam with everything else that goes along in that mattress. And they give you the 100-night free trial at home. And for the listeners of the Bubba Show, you can get a $50 discount off of any new mattress purchase if you go to CasperTrial.com/The Bubba Show. Again, for $50 off, that's CasperTrial.com/The Bubba Show and get your $50 off your next mattress purchase. In the meantime, go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every single day. And of course, don't forget the Sporting Edge on the weekend with football started and ready to rock and roll. And of course, Bubba's Bottom Line. Check it out at bubbatrading.com. We'll be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz here. And of course, we've got markets that are, I don't know, lethargic holiday week. You've got, Labor Day weekend coming up. Make sure you put your white shoes away. Get rid of the white pants. You know, if anybody still wears them anymore. But in the meantime, it should be fairly quiet. There could be some activity. But more likely, there'll be some of these what we call vacuum type trades, you know, where the market can make a big move up or down at any moment when if there's a big enough order, kind of look like maybe a fat finger trade. But in the meantime, you know, again, I don't encourage doing much, you know, in the next couple of days unless there's just something that really stands out for you. I think that there is a lot going on. And I think the first thing that, we look at is the overall environment. And, of course, the environment is not very good. We're not creating many new jobs, and we also have a jobs number on Friday. The creation of good things is not happening. Obviously, a lot of it has to do with Trump's inability to get anything done with the jagoffs from the left. They just don't seem to want to, you know, help him. Of course, even his own from the right, they want to help him. But I mean, there's a lot of things that we see. And of course, you saw gold make a monster breakout. And of course, that was something we've been watching extremely closely. And now gold has pushed up to, you know, that 1350 level again. And, you know, again, it looks like it should go on to about 1340 before it would run into any problems. And, I think it looks pretty good. Now, again, the one concern here would be the weakness of the dollar and the strength of gold. The dollar is weaker than the gold is strong. I think that would be something to be of some concern. And that would be something that I'd be watching closely. As I've said, I've always liked gold here, but I am concerned because the relationship is not what it really should be, in my opinion. And I think things need to be, adjusted. All right. And I think that's one of the things that kind of scares me a little bit, is that we don't have that overall view. But again, it is what it is, and we'll trade them as we see them. And of course, we thought that this was a chance. Silver certainly has got a chance to pop and continue to go higher. We think that'll happen. But at the end of the day, you know, the old Three Stooges had their big meeting, in Jackson Hole. And of course, obviously, they decided to punish the dollar a little bit more. Which is why, again, we're seeing the lack of any demand for the dollar. And of course, that's more manipulated, as you know. We've talked about that many times here. The people that want to manipulate these currencies, not good. But again, it is what it is. Okay. They want to manipulate, they want to play with it. And of course they're doing it for their own reasons. I don't understand what the hell they're trying to do, but you know, who am I? But interest rates are going to remain lower for longer again. But of course they will continue to tell you that the economy is getting better, but if it's getting better, why can't they raise interest rates? What is going on here? Okay. This is the problem. All right. If they're going to lie to me and tell me, why don't they just tell me that the economy stinks and we can't raise rates yet? Okay, that I can live with that. I can't live with it, the economy is better and we're doing great, but we can't raise rates. That doesn't make sense. That has absolutely zero logic involved with it, okay? That's the problem. So why are they lying to me and telling me a phony story? When, listen, we know here what the real story is. You know, we're not talking about anything but exactly what's going on. You have no health care. You have no programs that can help you. Yet, you've got bills to pay, and we can't get anything done. So that's why there's no lending. That's why there's no growth, because we don't have the abilities here because the economy is not good. We're not growing. They can spin it any way they want. They can make you think that there's true growth. But if there is, where is it? Tell me, romper room, tell me do, all right? But these are the things that we continue to hear. And this is the lies that are told to us on almost a daily basis, that the economy is in great shape. Now, again, I ask you, if the economy is in such great shape, why can't we raise interest rates? If the economy is in such great shape, why is everybody going broke? I mean, this is the things that we have to look for. I mean, it's like they think that we're stupid. And I find that more amazing than anything else, that the powers that be are basically calling us stupid. Now, I may not be the sharpest tool in the shed or the brightest bulb, whatever it is, but I wouldn't put myself in the stupid category, but yet that's what the Fed is telling us, that we're stupid, because they're telling us that we are in great shape and we're on the road to recovery, but yet they're begging for inflation so that they can take care of their business. That ceiling is coming up soon, and you know, hopefully Trump will shut it down. That would be the best thing that could ever happen. But, you know, because why should they live different than we do? But at the end of it, you can see it quite obvious, I think. And, you know, Amazon is and it's not, you know, look, at Amazon's a great model. It's a great company, okay? But their plan and their ability is trying to put everybody out of business. Now, the reason they're able to do so now is because everybody's getting weakened by what the Federal Reserve is doing. So what's happened here, if you haven't noticed, they've set up everything for success to the wealthy and screw the poor, screw the middle class. Okay? That is really what you've seen here. Now, you can look at it any way that you want, but I'm giving you the facts here. All right? The middle class can't borrow money. The rich can. Jeff Bezos, was the richest man in the world for a couple of days. He can do whatever he wants. That company can generate capital and do whatever it wants. So they can put everybody out of business. I mean, you know, their business model is to sell their membership. They're very much like a Costco for online. It's membership based. That's where they make their real money. You know, that's where their margin comes from. So, you know, they're being allowed to destroy the rest of their competition in what I would consider unfair business practices. Now, again, I'm not saying that there should be something done about Amazon, okay? I'm a free market guy. But I am saying that the way that they have access to capital, something should be done. I don't want the monopoly card played on Amazon, okay? I want the capital card played on everybody. So either loan everybody or don't loan anybody. That is what I'd like to see. And these banks are in the middle of it. All right. And of course, I can't blame them under the current rules. Okay. So I'm not saying anything's wrong with the bank, so to speak, although I don't like them. But I'm saying that you can't have both. And what they've done and what's been arranged is for the rich to get richer and the middle class to get screwed, and not making it fair and equal business. So without a fair and equal business practice, what happens to middle America? They get destroyed. No middle class, no entrepreneurs, no small business, no more employees. You get the picture. No benefits. It becomes a bigger problem. And of course, that is really where we are. And that is the things that really, I think, perturb me more than anything else, is exactly that. So until we get that part done, and that this ties back right back to the Federal Reserve, it's their lies and their incompetence and their ability just to be totally clueless about anything. But of course, you know, that's the deal. That's what we got. And until we change that, that's what it'll be. So remember, throughout all this, you got to get a good night's sleep. And to get a good night's sleep, who do you got to go to? That's right, Casper.com. It's the mattress people with their brand new technology. It's CasperTrial.com/TheBubba Show. You get $50 off. And they also give you the 100 night free trial in home. So don't do it right now. Get that good night's sleep and go to CasperTrial.com/TheBubba Show. $50 off. Again, CasperTrial.com/TheBubba Show. And of course, for free, you get Liberty Talk.fm. You can go download The Bubba Show every single day. and of course, also the Sporting Edge. And don't forget, Bubba's Bottom Line. We're really cranking right now, and I hope you're watching it because I think it's a good show. In the meantime, we're going to step out here for a break. We'll be right back with more of Matt Demeter from DemeterResearch.com. The Bubba Show Top of Orbs are coming right back. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with Matt Demeter, who is MIA on Monday, but of course he's been out celebrating. But Matt Demeter, DemeterResearch.com, is back. And Matt, I know that we had talked earlier, and there's some things that you really want to cover, especially about copper right now. So welcome aboard and take us through what you're seeing.
All right, thanks, Todd. Yeah, I'm looking at copper, and you know, I think it's getting close to we have a target anywhere between it, this is a sort of a broad call, but anywhere between $3.10 and $3.30, somewhere in here. It's a broad range, granted, but I think we're looking at a pretty big top, and I think we're gonna go back down to the lows of, you know, months ago, and we may even break them. So that is going to be a big trade for us.
Dr. Copper is going to be heading south pretty soon here. And well, it's had a pretty big rally, right? I mean, that's one thing that we know for sure. The rally's been pretty big, and so it would make sense. And what's your general overview of the markets here, Matt, in general? What's the what do they look like? I know last week you said they could rally a little bit, and you were looking for spaces to sell, but basically you thought they had a little bit of room to go on the upside, and it's been kind of choppy, but certainly they haven't really gone much of anything right at the moment.
Yeah, no, I mean, we were looking for a bounce to short into. This is a good bounce to short into. I'm looking at IWM, and it's a bear flag. It's a, you know, that upward choppy kind of pattern. It's clearly a bear flag on the hourly chart, and so now's a good time to add to our shorts.
Okay, so we would look to be adding IWM, and I know that did the NYSE or the New York Stock Exchange, did that hit your new level as well?
No, it still has not. So at some point, it's gonna have to. But these things can play out over a long period of time. We're not gonna necessarily just wait around for that target to be hit. If you know, for the short term, IWM looks like a good short, but it's been. It's been underperforming everything else, so you know, we could be short IWM, that could work, and the NYSE could continue to go higher.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, we saw that on Monday. We saw the NASDAQ was higher and everything else was lower for a while. So I mean, again, anything can happen. There's no they're correlated over time, but not necessarily any given day. And of course, as markets go higher, typically when markets go up and are trending higher, the IWM and the Qs are the strongest. And when they go down, typically they're the weakest. I mean, and the Dow just kind of hangs in the middle, and they kind of rotate around the Dow, basically, because that's more the safe play, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would agree. This particular week, I'm thinking QQQ has room to the upside. So the one clearly bearish pattern is IWM, and probably my most bullish is actually QQQ. So it may outperform the others this week.
Yeah, that's good. So now, of course, we're seeing, you know, a pretty slow week, right? It's Labor Day holiday. Now, you know, that doesn't necessarily affect you because you're, you know, more into just exactly what the charts are saying. So you don't get too involved in that. But when you look at this week, you know, we've got the jobs coming up. And again, I know those things don't necessarily affect you directly, but some of the things will play up in the tape. Is there anything you're looking to see here this week in particular that would make you act a little bit faster or a little bit more aggressive, or are you just trading the normal way?
Well, if we, you know, as far as the jobs report and dollar euro, I'm looking for dollar to hit around 89 and the euro to hit 122, right around 122.70. So if we see that, I'll act on that right away. I'll look to short the euro at in that 122 to 123 zone. But right now it's looking around 122.70.
Of course, I call them the Three Stooges, and again, I know you don't get too much involved in some of the news, but of course, you know, the Euros had an amazing run from the beginning, but even the last couple of days with, you know, Kuroda and Draghi and Yellen and Jacksonville, Wyoming, maybe a barrel get them, but they continued to obviously chirple up and talk about their markets and these currency wars, and I know we like the dollars a low, and I think, do you think the 92 will hold, or will it hit your last target, which might have been 89?
I think it's going to have to. I mean, if the euro is going to get to 122 and change, then the dollar is probably going to have to hit 89. So, you know, we are long the dollar way early, but, you know, even though I'm seeing, you know, that it's probably going to go lower. So we don't have a full position on, but we will add to it if we get to 89.
Well, I don't know that, you know, I mean, you're early. I mean, it's really not, it's not like a debacle. You know, it could be,
right.
you know, it could be, you know, at 89 now and you could be long. I mean, it really hasn't, once since you got long, it really hasn't gone down all that much. It's more kind of stayed flat and had a couple of failed rally attempts the way I look at it. Would you look at that the same way?
Yeah, I would. It's just the, you know, that's the thing. That's why we put on a small position. It's definitely oversold. It has to rally from either here or from 89. I think it's going to go to 89. But, you know, we're just a little bit early, and we'll just, you know, we'll have to wait to take a profit on it. But we, again, it's not a full position. So this is the way I like to do it sometimes. We scale in, we scale out.
Well, no, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, again, if you're going to follow directly what your charts are telling you to do, and you know that, you know, you could be wrong for the day or two or whatever until it hits that final target, and you don't want to miss the move, I mean, you can scale. I mean, I recommend it all the time for investors, you know, if you're like going to buy gold or something like that, and, you know, we're not talking about the technical part, but if you want to buy some, you can buy a little bit now, and then you could buy more lower or more higher, just depending on what happens. And that's, I think, a good way to look at it, especially when you're willing to sit and trade. Now, as far as gold, you know, it's finally over 1,300 again. You were bearish on gold, and then you turned a little bit bullish and, of course, caught this last leg up. Now, I know I think your longer-term views are still a little bit negative, but although they can go a little bit higher here, what's your views here looking at gold?
Well, yeah, my longer-term view is still bearish. We have room. We were talking about 1,330, I think, is a good level where we'll run into resistance. Then we have as high up as 1,375 right now, if that's declining. So I don't think we're going to make it to 1,400. But, you know, I'm not standing in the way. We're not certainly not short gold. Short term looks relatively positive. I'd say the same thing about silver, although in silver there's definitely resistance at 17 in the 1780s. There's very powerful resistance in 1780s, and we're at 1730s now. So that's only another 50 cents.
All right. So, you know, again, I get it all. And look, we can do the best we can to give the right level, which is what you do. And, you know, that's where your trading expertise comes in, where you have the ability to understand where it can go to. And then, you know, typically if you put on a trade either long or short, you do have eventually a drop dead place where you're going to close if doesn't go your way. Now, again, it's going to be a little bit quiet, and we can get some obnoxious moves in a quiet market. But when you're looking at, you know, overall, like, for example, if we look at oil right now, you know, oil, you would think, well, you know, with everything that's going on, it might be a little bit higher, but it's getting trashed again. Now, what's your views on oil here?
Oil, you know, we have no real position. We're looking for, you know, a level to use, and we really haven't hit it on the upside, and we haven't hit it on the downside. So I'm looking at a rising support around 44.70, 44.80 in the October contract. And then I think we'll get a bounce out of it. I don't want to play it from the long side so much because I think it's long-term short. But we're hoping for mid 50s to high 50s to short into, and we have multiple targets up there. The minimum being 54.70 right now and rising. So no position right now, but looking for the mid 50s as a short.
Are those declining targets, or are they staying the same?
Some are inclining, some are declining. The major declining resistance is right around 57 and change. So that would be a monster level to short. We're really hoping it gets there so that we can add on, layer on a bunch of shorts.
No, I understand that. And we'll get more from Matt Demeter, DemeterResearch.com, as soon as we come back from the break. This we are with Matt Demeter, DemeterResearch.com. We'll be right back with more from Matt. And, you know, you got to make sure that you check out Audible Books, audibletrial.com/TheBubba Show. You can check out, they've got 180,000 titles that you can go check out to your heart's content. And, you know, as I say, I'm on it all the time. I mean, I listen to The Creature from Jekyll Island, Fed Up, plus all my Stuart Wood stuff. So make sure you go check it out. You get a free download, free 30 days. So what the hell? What do you got to lose? Check it out, baby. And of course, you know, check out Matt Demeter's stuff as well at DemeterResearch.com. You know, obviously he comes here every week. And of course, this week he had a late night, so we had to do it another day. But you got to check his stuff out. I mean, he's on top of the markets, has great feel and understanding for what's going on, and it's purely technical. So there is no real opinion there. And that's, I think, more important to all of us, that you understand how to get that real technical view of the markets. I think it's really important to understand it. And of course, I also want you to go to libertytalk.fm to download the show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And if you haven't checked out, you know, Bubba's Bottom Line, I wish you would. Do it for me. Do it for old Bubba. Check it out. Let me know what you think. We've done a lot of work to get it done. And of course, we're working on everything for you. And it's always about bringing the best content to you, my faithful following. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be back with more from Matt Demeter from DemeterResearch.com after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz.
28 years, finally figured it out.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with our technical analyst, Matt Demeter from DemeterResearch.com. You got to check out his website, and he's got a lot of good things going on and pretty exciting, and he's pretty much on top of the markets all the time. And Matt, I know that you also wanted to go east to China, and what are you seeing in China? What's your take out there?
Well, we've been waiting for a while to see what it was going to do, whether it was going to get up to, we have a pivot target here. So we just doubled our short on China here. The indicators look ready to turn back over to the downside. So this is a great place to get short. If we go a little bit higher, then we'll stop out. But we might actually add for a while. But my overall point is, if we've got some room right in here to short, and I think it's a good time. It fits with what we're looking at in copper. You know, we're thinking copper is close to a peak. China, you know, being a big, you know, industrial manufacturing, you know, copper user is somewhat correlated. So those two calls are going together.
No, I understand that. And of course, if we look at the grain markets, I mean, you know, you've been bearish soybeans and corn, and soybeans have, you know, they've been bad, and they had a little bit of a bounce the last few days, but corn has been, you know, like in the toilet, and the one that we both liked a lot, which was wheat, which is still the strongest performer, but it has been just really nasty. Is there any end in sight of this wheat debacle, or is it just going to continue to go lower now?
Well, it's definitely oversold. I still see it as basically near support. You know, it does push lower, but it is more of a choppy move lower. Whereas, you know, corn is more, you know, more vertical. I'm still, you know, I'm still relatively bullish wheat. Corn, I'm neutral on corn now. I think we're getting closer and closer to significant support, which I'm seeing at about 315 okay. in corn.
All right. And is that an ascending? Is that moving up towards it?
That is ascending. So over time they'll be going up. So 315 would be a great place to get long there. We're holding off right now. It's because it's still, you know, 336 as of right now.
Right, and of course it's gonna roll into December. You're probably watching the September week, right?
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. I'm looking at September. So right. Yeah, we'll wait for the roll.
Yeah, and how much is it moving up every day? Can you track that?
It's actually fairly slow. I'm actually looking at a very long term chart. This is the weekly chart. So to be very specific, it's at 311 now, and each week it's going to move up about a dollar.
Okay, you mean a penny?
Yeah, it's, excuse me,
a penny, a dollar. Yes. The farmers would be very
I'm
happy.
Looking at,
move
I'm looking at it on a price basis of 311, so I'm thinking, okay.
I get you. Yeah. I mean, farmers would be thrilled to move up a dollar, and of course, right. I'd be thrilled too because I have some long positions. So, you know, and then of course the meats have finally, you know, hogs have fallen out of bed. They're down about 12% from their recent highs, and of course, cattle, which you kind of nailed this and said that you thought cattle was going higher and hogs were going to go lower, and that's exactly what's happening. Is there much more room on the downside for hogs? What are you seeing there?
That was your call as well. I mean, I think we both got that pretty well. I think hogs have more downside room, and I think cattle has more upside room. So I would just stick with if I was long cattle and I was short hogs, I would stick with it.
All right. Well, that's a good thing to know. And of course, that's what I think. I think that hogs are probably coming somewhere near some support. And of course, one of the things that happens a lot in many markets, and you mention it all the time, is that they either become way overbought or way oversold. And, you know, I mean, I don't think cattle's overbought yet. I think that, it still has some room to go. But I think hogs might have a little bit of a bounce coming in here at some point. But again, that's show business. And basically, let me ask you this, Matt. If you were playing the market and you were active in it and you were a short-term trader, would you be looking to catch a bounce, or would you be looking for the bounce that you could add to your shorts?
For overall markets, or for
and just basically in general, in anything. But I would have it'd be hogs in this particular case. But I mean, they figure at some point here to bounce. They're down about 10, 11, 12% straight. So yeah. we know they're going to get some sort of a dead cat bounce here at some point, right?
Right. I would think so. They are you know getting oversold. We're daily RSI's, you know, 33. So, you know, that it's getting down into the oversold zone. I certainly wouldn't be shorting it here, but I don't know if it's I think it's got probably a little bit more downside before it does bounce. It could go another it could go all the way down to 55, let's say 56.
All right. No, that makes sense. Again, I get it. I know it's hard to comment. I just sometimes I wonder, you know, like some people want to try to trade both sides. And I think sometimes when you get what looks like the bigger trend now, which looks to be lower for now, I would sit and wait back for a rally just to sell. I wouldn't try to play the long side. I would just look for the rally to come and then sell it again. That's kind
of I totally agree with that. Yes. Yeah. I would do the same thing.
You know, those are the kind of things I like to do when I see these markets doing what they're doing. You know, again, I don't like to try to mix up stuff. I mean, if I'm playing the bigger long term, for example, the dollar. Okay, now I'm not going to short the dollar. I mean, I'm a buyer of the dollar, and I'll hold it. But I'm not going to try to, you know, to short it for a short term, because I do feel that, you know, you wake up one day and all of a sudden it's from 92, it's at 95, right? Because there's going to be one of these big healthy, you know, dead cat bounce. And that's one of the things that, you know, I think we've watched in the regular markets. And I want to get your opinion on this. You know, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I actually called the top of the market and, you know, it didn't go down right away. And I said, just because I called the top doesn't mean we're going to go immediately down. But now I think the pattern, at least in the S&P, is suggesting that I'm correct, because we've now started to see a series of lower highs and lower lows. And we're getting these big, massive rallies, you know, after a couple of down days. And of course, to me, that's just a short covering dip buying rally. And those are the best rallies to sell once you get in the right pattern. What do you think?
Yeah, well, it's absolutely, you were right. And we have a confirmed downtrend now too, as you said, with higher lows and, or sorry, lower highs and lower lows. So, I would. That's why we're using any strength to sell. You know, that my NYSE target may or may not get hit, but it is a declining target. So, you know, we're not waiting around for that. I think the only one that we would be staying away from on the short side is the NASDAQ.
Okay, well, yeah, and again, that makes sense if you think that's got a chance to rally. I mean, look, we know that indexes can go in different directions. Nothing is ever guaranteed and for sure, but when you're looking for something, I mean, this is kind of what I try to teach everybody, and I get your views here, is you've got three things that you might want to short, okay? But two of them are relentlessly stronger than, and one's really weak. You really want to look to sell the one that's already weak into when it gets some strength, because you want to sell into that strength and something that's exactly going at a weak basis, correct?
Yeah, the relative weakness of the Russell has been what we've been playing off of all year, and that's worked very well. Same thing with Euro Stoxx 50. It's been, you know, an underperformer. It peaked back in May and right after the French election. And that's, since then, it's done nothing but chop sideways or go down. So those two indices, I think, are probably the best for being short. At some point, you know, they'll get too oversold, and then, you know, things will revert to some other index will be, you know, have relative underperformance.
It'll be the next one. And those are the words, according to Matt Demeter, DemeterResearch.com, the Bubba Show's technical analysis. Matt, as always, I appreciate you coming on. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Todd, it's always great to be here. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, buddy. That was our guy, Matt Demeter from DemeterResearch.com. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, Audible Books, free 30-day trial, 180,000 titles, Fed Up, Creature from Jekyll Island, Stuart Woods, anything you can ask for. All you got to do is go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Again, audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Go check it out and be like Bubba. Listen to it every day. And in the meantime, don't forget about my radio station, LibertyTalk.fm. We've got content for everybody, but of course, that's where the Bubba Show plays as well. And the Sporting Edge. So go download the show today and tomorrow and the day after and keep doing it. And in the meantime, don't forget about Bubba's Bottom Line, available to you at BubbaTrading.com for free. In the meantime, everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. We will see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. My prayers go out to Texas and all of you. Sorry for your troubles. And this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Thank you so much. We'll see you later. Wake up, Maggie. I
think I got some. Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.